Hello, my name is Catherine, and today I'm going to be speaking to you from John chapter 4 about the woman at the well. That is a woman who had an encounter with Jesus. So this is a short version of this talk aimed at an audience that might prefer a shorter talk, about 10 minutes, and the particular audience that I have in mind for this talk is an elderly audience. And so I'll begin. So we have Jesus on a journey. He is going from Judea to Galilee, and he needs to go through an area called Samaria, and he stops there at a well. So this is a famous well. It's called Jacob's Well. And there happens to be a woman at that well already. And we can deduce that maybe this woman wasn't very popular in society. She's at the well in the middle of the day, and most people wouldn't do that because of the heat. So they would go to the well either in the morning or the afternoon. So Jesus, he's at this well, and he reaches out to this woman. So Jesus, he initiates a conversation with her. He seeks her out, if you like. And he starts just by asking her a normal question. So he says, "Give me a drink." But in doing so, Jesus is stepping across social barriers. So Jesus is, for a start, he's speaking to a woman. So for a Jewish man in those days, it was unusual for them to even speak to a woman that they hadn't been introduced to, and that was a complete stranger to them. So first of all, he is speaking to her as a woman and honoring her in doing that. Secondly, there's a cultural difference between these two groups of people. So Samaria, the Samaritans from Samaria, don't get along with the Jews. And she is actually more surprised that as a Jew, he's speaking to her as a Samaritan. And she says, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" So we see Jesus. He stops for her. He knows her. Later on in this passage, he goes on to tell her a bit about her life. So he already knows that she is living with a man who's not her husband, and she's already had 5 husbands. So this woman is, she's in not a great, had a hard life. You know, she's not in a great position either socially in those days, living with a man outside of marriage. And that's possibly why she was an outcast from society. So Jesus, he's breaking all these social barriers. He's reaching across many, many barriers, and he is speaking to her. He stops for her. He knows her. And this is an indication of the wide invitation of God. So God's invitation is wide. His hand is reaching out to people of no matter what gender you are, no matter what racial group you are, no matter your past, then God really is interested in you, and he is reaching out to you. Point number 2, Jesus offers her living water. So they start the conversation with a discussion about the water from the well. So the real water, just the water that you would draw from the well. And Jesus goes on to offer her living water. He's talking about himself and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit comes to live in the lives of believers when they become Christians or accept Christ. And he's talking to her about this living water and saying that she will never thirst again if she receives this living water that he's giving. And he's talking about spirituality, a spiritual kind of nourishing of the soul. And she is very excited about this. So she wants this living water because she is thirsty. And there might be some of you listening to this message today, you're also thirsty in your spirit. So you've tried lots of things in life. You've been searching for something to fill your soul and you just haven't found it. Or maybe you've neglected actually looking to Jesus for that nourishment. Asking the Holy Spirit to come to fill you afresh, to give you more of himself, because that's what he wants for you. So this woman, she definitely wants it, because she's had this hard life, been through all these marriages, and now I'm not living in marriage, and she is interested, and so she is asking Jesus for it. Jesus goes on with the conversation. She explains a bit about worship, how it's not to do with your location, where you are. It's to do with, again, the Holy Spirit and with truth. And then he gets to the third point of this short message, which is Jesus is the Messiah. So they have this big, long, this relatively short conversation on quite a few topics. So they cover quite a lot in a few short verses, but they get to the woman recognizing that Jesus definitely is a prophet, and she says to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." And then Jesus, he reveals himself to her as the Messiah, and he doesn't do that with many people, but with her, he says, "I who speak to you am he." So he's saying, "I am the Messiah. I am the one that you are waiting for." And just like that, Jesus might be speaking to you today, saying, "I am the Messiah. I am the one who you are waiting for." And some of this might resonate with you today. So you might be listening to this message, and you might be thinking, "Yeah, I've never thought about this. Jesus is searching for me, that he wants to give me living water to nourish my spirit, that he is the Messiah, that he is the one that I have been looking for." The good news is that you can invite Jesus into your life today. So he has made a way for us to come to him. And the way he took was via the cross. So he, after this time of ministry years, he was eventually arrested and put to death on a Roman cross. And that actually was all part of God's plan, that he would bear the sins of all people, that if we turn to him, that we might have our sins forgiven because of what Jesus did on the cross. So he used a little phrase in his ministry, repent and believe. Repent, to turn away from the things that we've been doing wrong, to turn away from what the Bible calls sin, and to turn to God. And to believe in the saving work of Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins, and that if we trust in him, that we can have our sins forgiven. Now we can know forgiveness of sins for everything we've done in the past, now here on earth, and go to heaven when we die. And so the way that we receive Christ is to ask him, just to say sorry for the things we've done wrong, and ask him into our lives to be our Lord and Saviour. So I'm going to close. This is a short version of this message. I'm going to close and just say a very short prayer that you can pray along with me if you would like to become a Christian today, to turn away from the things you've done wrong in the past, and to give your life to Christ from this point on. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. I'm sorry for the things that I've done wrong. Please come into my life and be my Lord and Saviour. Amen. And so, Lord, I just pray now for the people who've prayed that prayer, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, that they would know this living water that you have for them, that they would go on, Lord God, to grow in Christ, that they would be filled every day with your Spirit, that they would have a Bible to read, and that they would belong to a good church. They would find some form of fellowship with other Christians. In Jesus' name, amen.